art can inspire and educate. It can also lead to, let's say, spirited debate. That's certainly the case for the work of M.T. Ligget, which, like the artist himself, inspires a host of differing opinions. Lou Ann Stevens tells us more in this month's Hidden Kansas.
The town of Mullenville is about 2 hours west of Wichita on Highway 400, just where it splits off from U.S. 54. And just west of town is M.T. Ligget's collection of metal sculptures lining the highway along the edge of his property. You can see them easily while driving by. But if you pull over and look closely, it's evident that Ligget had opinions about things, and they weren't always complimentary.
He disliked everyone equally.
That's Larry Hatterberg, retired photojournalist and anchor at Cake TV, who became one of the trustees of the M.T. Ligget estate when Ligget died in 2017. Hatterberg interviewed him several times for his series Hatterberg's People, and over the years, they became friends.
But I think I was sort of an anomaly because, as people have found out, you either liked M.T. Ligget or you didn't. And he was the same way. If he liked you, you were gold. If he didn't like you, you weren't.
As you walk along the row of sculptures, or totems as they're called, it's easy to see the people Ligget didn't like. Politicians, judges, the town of Mullenville itself, with which he had a long-standing feud. Hillary Clinton is there, along with Laura Bush, both portrayed with swastikas. Former Kansas Governor Bill Graves, and the Kansas State Board of Education. Hatterberg says Ligget didn't align with either side politically.
He wasn't a Republican, he wasn't a Democrat, because he went after both of them. So it's hard to put his art in a political arena.
Not all of the pieces carry an acerbic message. There are totems of opera figures, Greek mythology, and pop culture. There's one of Hatterberg, portrayed as a newshound. Some of the totems have moving parts, whirligigs that spin in the prairie breeze. Others incorporate road signs or bright glass bottles. Many are unnamed. Hatterberg says Ligget never went into detail about his art.
Yeah, his life in many ways is a mystery. We will not know exactly what he thought about, and that's too bad.
While we may never know what was behind all of Ligget's artwork, the collection will be preserved. The Kohler Foundation is creating the M.T. Ligget Art Environment on the property, an ambitious conservation project that will include a visitor center, nature paths across the rolling prairie, and an artist residence with workshops. It could be a big boost to Mullenville, and Hatterberg hopes the town embraces it. Whether that happens or not, Ligget's artwork will be there for future generations.
In many cases, an artist's work like M.T.'s is never saved because there's no interest in saving it. There's no money to save it. But now this folk art is going to be saved, and I think that is the best thing of all.
You can still drive out to see the collection as it is, and the M.T. Ligget Art Environment should be open by the end of the year.